Good morning, you're listening to KUNV 91.5, and this is Neon Eden. I'm your host, J. Patrick Hooligan. You can read my columns in the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly. My co-host, as always, Tovin Lapan, reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. Today we're taking a break from politics to talk about the economy, although, of course, the economy will have a big impact on the November election. Joining us is the former chairman of the state's official economic forecasting body, the Economic Forum, and is the CEO of his own consulting firm, John Restrepo. Thanks for being here, John.
Thank you, Pat.
A little bit of good news in the national economy on consumer confidence today. That we're taping on Tuesday. Per a survey of more than 1,000 households by a group called Absolute Strategy Research, half those of working age are now without a mortgage and non-mortgage debt down 10 percentage points lower than the peak. And the percentage with no debt is up 10%. Supply of credit remains severely constrained, so I guess that's bad news. But house price expectations are on the mend. A sustained rebound in house prices could put a brake on deleveraging, transform the narrative for the U.S. consumer, and be a significant game changer for the U.S. macro outlook. It seems like consumers are feeling a little better now than they have over the last few years. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think on the housing market side, I think there's clear evidence at the national level and at the local level as well. We'll get to that a little later, that the housing market has stabilized, the new housing market has stabilized particularly, and it's starting to see some pretty significant improvements in terms of building permits and those sorts of things. So that's good news. And so I think there's a general upward trend in the national economy. Of course, as you have, we've seen so far in this great recession that we're now, I know what the economists say, it ended in 09, but in my opinion, we're still going through it. You know, 5 years into this thing, or four years into this thing, the recovery has been kind of somewhat anemic, and as I call it, a two steps forward, one step back style recovery. So, but this is good news for us right now. The problem is we don't know those same statistics you quoted me today. Next quarter could be completely different.
Right.
This is the nature of the global economy with so much uncertainty in the world and what's going on in Asia, and particularly now in Europe. So, but overall, we seem to be heading in the right direction. Everyone recognizes there's going to be a V-style recovery. It's going to be kind of a slow kind of plodding recovery, but at least we're looking better today than we did a year ago, and last year was better than the year before, so we're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Now, I use this phrase deleveraging, and that's been a big part of this recession. Households had worked up so much debt during the previous decade or even several decades,
correct,
really. Explain that process to us and why it's been created such difficulty for the recovery.
Well, it started off.